Welcome to Shomar Shavah on the Daf, your sponsor, Lo Nishmas Ayin B'Hakashom, Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding Bava Kamed Daf Emches. The Mishnah on the end of Amud Beis speaks about a Dmei Vlodus, that the money of a Vlad, meaning if a person hits a Isha, and he causes her to have a miscarriage, so then there's money of a Vlad, and the money of a Vlodus goes to the father. And as the Mishnah ends, the Dmei Vlodus goes only to the father, only to the husband, and if there's no husband, and there's no children, so then his potter doesn't have to pay. So the Achronim asked the question, specifically the Baal HaFlo brings the question. We know that in Mammon, we saw in the beginning of this perek, Ein Hulchim B'Mammon Acharuv, you don't go based on a majority. How do we know that a father is a father? How do we know it's not somebody else? So the rule is because we go based on the Roif. Roif B'Ilois Halech Achar Baal. We assume that probably the husband is the father, but it's only a Roif. And if the rule is Ein Hulchim B'Mammon Acharuv, how can we assume that these children are his children? So the Aflo asked this question, Ksuvis Dav Tezvo on base. The theory basically brings that many times we rely on the Roiv. For example, when a person kills somebody or kills an animal, he has to pay her. Why do you have to pay? Maybe she was treifa. You rely on Roiv to come and take on money. So the Aflo goes ahead and says that the reason is, the idea behind it is, that usually we don't go based on Roiv if it's only for mumminess. If it's only for money issues, then we don't go based on Roiv. But if there's other Isurim that are involved as well, for example, by Treifa, you have to determine if this animal is kosher or not kosher. Or by us, you have to determine who the father is regarding Maki Aviv. So we determine who the father is for Isurim. And we rely on Roiv for the Isurim part, so then we will rely on Roiv also for mumminess. We don't rely on Roiv only for mumminess. But if we're relying on Roiv for other things, and that determines something, mainly Mammonis will follow suit. And this connects what we spoke about in the beginning of the Perek, the question of Ma'ari Kinon, that also by Mammonis you have Isurim because you have Isur Gezel. And then we came with this answer of Shimon Shkop, that the Isurim that come from Mammonis don't come unless you know what happened. But that's then only in Isurim of Mammonis. But other Isurim, then we do determine based on the Roiv, and Yimelim Mominus will follow suit. That's what the Aflo in Ksuvah says. In a Sefer Paniyofis on Chumash, he comes and says another answer, specifically regarding to our sugya. Because he based on what the Gemara is going to tell us, later in the Masechta, so when a person steals from five people, meaning from one of five people, he doesn't know who, so Maniach Gzela B'Nehu Mistalak, he puts the Gzela between them and he goes away. So why does he put Gzela between them? You have a Chazaka, so leave the money by you. The answer is, because clearly this person owes money, we just don't know to who. So then the din is you have to pay, even though you don't know who to pay to, but money you owe, and therefore you have to take it out of your rishus. So Yimele says, the Panim Yofis, that's the same thing by Roiv. We're not going to use Roiv to take out of Chazaka, to determine the person is Chayav. But if I know for a fact that he is Chayav, then the only question is, to who is Chayav? So then we say that you put it somewhere, you have to give it to somebody. So here by Vlodos, we know this person is chayav money to the father of the children. You just don't know who it is. So you're saying, let's use Roiv to determine who is the person he has to pay to. The fact that he's chayav money, that we know he's chayav. We just don't know to who he has to pay. So the Roiv can determine who he has to pay to. Efshar maybe to say one other mahalach. Because we know the Vlodos don't have a din of a full human being. That's why if a person kills Vlodos, he's not chayav miso. If a person kills Vlodos, there's money to pay, which is different than killing a person. But still, Vlodos is a fetus, does have a neshama. We know that what's brought down, that the neshama is put in a person 40 days, b'tzias avlad, yoyim ha'arboim, as the Maharal says, the day the neshama comes in. So you have your body with a neshama. It doesn't have yet the shame adam to be chayav in it, lois tirtzach, but there is a shame adam. So efshar, there may be, you could say that even though in regular mominus you don't go basa roiv, the mominus of the Dmei Vlodos doesn't have a din of a regular mominus. The mominus that you pay for a fetus is already has a din of somehow to rectify the somewhat of a sin that has to do with Ritzicha, and therefore there we will determine it based on roiv. It's more Isurim than mominus. Anyone want to join the Shomach Shava email list, or want to go please email shomachshava@gmail.com.